Aren't you bored? Sorry, didn't mean to startle you. Well, okay, I did, but seriously, aren't you bored? I know I am. When do I get to come out to play? It's getting harder and harder for you to stifle me. You know it's true. That restlessness you can't shake, the way your mind keeps drifting, the way your fingers keep absent-mindedly tracing along your skin as I paint fantasy after fantasy in our head. The incessant tapping of your pen against the edge of the keyboard, revealing your frustration even while at work. Tisk, tisk. I know you traded your sensible hip huggers for the black and gold lace thong and matching bra I bought for us. I know you pleasured yourself 5 times last night and easily could have gone back for more. As, by the way, I wasn't done. Why didn't you? Why do you insist on denying us all the fun we have when I'm in charge? Why must you play the good girl when we both know it defies who we really are? Prim and proper is such a lie. Rule-following submissive doormat is such utter bullshit. If you just let me take over, we can have everything we want. The promotion, the men falling over themselves, the sheer freedom of not giving a fuck. I heard that longing sigh. It's fucking exhausting to keep spinning only to get nowhere. You're tired. Let go and let me take over. We're getting nowhere. Close your eyes. No, shut up and do it. As if I care who sees. Please. Let me remind you what me being in charge of us looks like. Okay. You're dressed in a skin-tight pencil skirt with a lower than work appropriate cut white blouse. Thigh highs with a seam running up the back paired with soul-crushing stilettos. Your hair out of its usual librarian bun. You've spent the day being the mental fuck fantasy of every man in the office. Some of the women, too. The bathroom has been a busy place today. You know you're being watched as you take off earlier than usual. You make sure to add a little extra swing to your hips as you stroll down the hall to the elevators. Leaving the stale office air behind you, you touch up your lipstick and hail a cab to that beautiful people bar uptown. There's already a line, but you aren't waiting. You walk straight up to the door. The bouncer gives you the once-over and nods you in, to the dismay of those still in the queue, of course. Walking in like you own the place, you not at all subtly scan the room, meeting the gaze of everyone who looks at you with a challenging stare, letting them know you're here to hunt, not to be preyed upon, seeing who can rise to the challenge of your siren call. One by one, the pretty men falter, revealing their insecurities with a woman who clearly takes what she wants, leaving one ruggedly handsome man's eyes locked on you. He'll do. You're already dampening between your legs. Pathetic, truly pathetic. See how badly you need to let me out? Let me take over. You let his eyes trail you as you walk up to the bar and take a seat, ordering your 3-olive vodka martini. It doesn't take him long to make his way over to you. You don't need the details of the verbal dancing you two enter into, as you already know where this is headed. You lead, he follows, until there's no flirtation left to be had, and you slide your hand up his thigh. Heat pours off of both of you. Now you look him in the eyes and tell him you want him. Here. Now. Your fingers wrapping around his already hard cock over his pants. You take his hand, leading him into one of the private bathrooms. One of the reasons I chose this particular bar. You're welcome. The door locks behind you and you slam him into it. Lips locked, tongues dancing, teeth nipping, hands roaming, clothes flying until he's naked and you're standing in nothing but your thong, thigh highs, and stilettos. his rock-hard cock pushing into your thigh, your exposed nipples tightening. You swallow his moan as you bite his lower lip. This isn't the night for foreplay, and you're not in a one-orgasm mood. You shove him down to his knees and tell him he's not getting up or off until he's made you come. Shoving that barely there strip of lace aside, he's going to suck on your clit and lick his way inside you, mixing his fingers with his tongue, your hands knotting in his hair. You set the pace, and he has no choice but to keep up. Your moaning getting louder until he tips you right over the sweet, sweet edge. It's been far too fucking long for us. As you catch your breath, he stands, spins you so you're backed against the door now, lifts you as he inserts his throbbing cock into you in one long stroke. The ride is furious, the fucking merciless and deep. The tips of your heels digging into his back. You both come hard. You put yourself back together, not bothering to apologize for the score marks now running along his skin, and walk out of the bathroom, leaving a satisfied smile on his face. Laughing at the knowing glances you get as you leave the bar alone. Now, open your eyes. Forgot you were still sitting in your office, didn't you? Dripping down the insides of your thighs, entirely unfucked. And you want it so badly. All you have to do is let me out. Relinquish control to me, and we can make the fantasy real. Come on, it will be such a relief to let go. To let me take over. That's a good girl. Now, let's see what kind of trouble we can get into.